Hey guys, welcome back to Conversational Peace. This is Q of the Cutes.
And this is your band, Black Genius. So Q, what's been going on this week? In the entertainment industry, I think you can handle that more than me, but I ain't had time to really sit around. That's one thing I want to talk about in entertainment-wise. Mm-hmm. But
go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about this rapper in L.A. and the chicken and waffles. Mm-hmm. Get robbed broad daylight. And they went home, hit and killed him in the restaurant in front of his wife and his daughter. I don't know after they got the jewelry off him or before they got the jewelry off him. But they went ahead and robbed him and killed him. Mm. My thoughts on that. Is a person, one other video of blogger was saying this. We put too much emphasis on these chains. These things devalue as soon as you take them off. As soon as you make them or buy them.
Right.
Their value is worse than a car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, less is more in this country, and the rich know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Less, they might look, you might have a blinged out watch. That watch might look plain, but they watch is 10 times worth more than yours.
Yeah.
And they don't even look it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it might be a Brinkley or Mueller or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not iced out, not. You know what I'm saying?
We always got to go over the top.
Now, you notice stars that are billionaires don't even indulge in that anymore.
Yeah.
The Kanye's, the Jay-Z's, and stuff like that. They don't put emphasis on, they'd rather go buy a painting than a watch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or a chain. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put this on my wall and it's going to value, it's going to increase.
Yeah.
In 20 years, it might triple in price. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, saying that, on that aspect, it's just with us as African-American and brown Americans, we got to put value on something else. You know what I'm saying? Now, people are starving. And it seems like we are the only ones that makes ourselves look like really animals. You know what I'm saying? Not to say white people ain't doing the same thing, but to kill a man in front of his family for a chain and some jewelry, you got to be a cruddy person.
Yeah, you got to be really, your morals, values, nothing. You have nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you kill a man before, you taking a the chain and jewelry off a dead man.
Yeah.
Or even if you rob him and kill him. If you got what you want, why is it a must that you kill a person?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's dirty.
In that aspect of it all, please be mindful. Things has changed. The rules has changed to the point. They don't give a damn if it's broad daylight.
No.
In your family.
With your family.
In a crowded restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The rules has changed all the way around the board.
Yes. It's vigilant. Disgusting.
Police is not there to prevent something from happening unless they be hired for security.
Yeah.
But our everyday life, police come after an event to take a report.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sad but true. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So be mindful. You got to survive in this world.
Yeah.
So wear less. All you girls, you walk around here with the $5,000 Birkin bags, you might subject to be hit.
Yeah.
The guys walk around here, oh, I got Louis. People will take the shoes off your feet. Yeah, I got some Louis shoes or some red bottoms.
They done it. They have done that for less, so you know they'll do it for a Birkin or something they know of value. They done did it for Jordans, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you know they'll do it for something that they know that, hey, it's no way in my lifetime I can afford this. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part. It's crazy how you know, society. I was listening to another podcast, and they were just saying how we were taught to. They said as blacks, we were taught to struggle, and I listened to that, and I'm like, wow. I said that's something. Like, we weren't taught to dream big about things. Yeah. You know, to be like, hey, this is.
And we see it
all, attainable, you
and
know?
We see it all the time. We see people born in that neighborhood, and we go back in that neighborhood, grown people, 20, 30 years later, and they still hanging on the porch.
Yeah.
Hanging on the corner.
Doing the same
and
thing.
And they don't know. They think the border stops in their neighborhood or the adjoining neighborhood. It's just, it's a whole wide world of things you can do or dreams you can dream.
Yeah. Now, are these the children of the people that lived in them houses, or are these the still the?
Usually, when you're born in that neighborhood, it's almost can change a sense of despair. This is what is meant for me. Mm-hmm. This is what I need. So some people get in that mindset. This is my hood. Mm-hmm. This ain't your hood.
No.
Your hood should be the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But people got in their mindset, I'm going to protect this. What you doing in my hood? What you doing on my block? Mm-hmm. What you doing in this? This is, you don't own nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your parents might own the house if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But you don't own nothing. Everybody got that mentality. This is mine. They want to obtain something that theirs, not theirs legally.
Yeah.
So in your mindset, I'm born, this is all I got. What you doing in my hood?
And that what goes you back to
and we'll die for it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know
that
what I'm
goes back. But when she said that, but she said, the girl was saying that her, you know, she said also that her grandmother taught her, she said, you know, her grandmother taught her, you know, have good credit. Your credit is your name. You know, she taught her things like, and I can even go back to thinking about my grandmother. And I'm like, sometimes when you get into those quiet places or you hear things, it kind of jogs that, hey, I was gifted that also.
Yeah.
So she was saying how her grandmother had said, you know, your credit is everything. Your credit is your name. You know, she said things like always keep a paid off house in the family. And I'm like, it made me think about how many children then allowed their parents' houses that they have struggled for.
Go on taxes
or you know, you didn't pay the taxes. Yeah, or sell it because you think $200,000, $300,000 is a lot of money.
And what they fail to realize, even if they sell it for $200,000, they'd be like, okay, that car I got $150,000. I can go and get another house. I got to take this $50,000 to go buy me a nice car. Mm-hmm. But you take that $150,000 and say, okay, I'm ready to buy a house. They still going to say, you don't qualify.
You don't have enough.
You can't buy that house and that little cash that you got, you can forget the $300,000 house.
Yeah.
They don't care about no $150,000. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, credit bad. You don't qualify for this. You don't have a job.
Yeah.
Well, I got $150,000. So,
yeah.
You still will owe us another $150,000.
Yeah. So
and you don't qualify for $125,000.
You don't qualify for that.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's something. And you think about that. You think about, hey, I no matter what I do, if I hold on to that house that's paid off, that house, any family member, hey, whether you want bad times, whatever.
Yeah, somewhere to go.
Hey, we're going to use it like a hotel. Hey, you got somewhere to go. You got somewhere to stay. Get on your feet. And when you get on your feet, exit and let the next person deal.
But you need to go past that. We need to learn about generational wealth.
Yeah, but that goes back to the chain. The chains and things that people can see. We live in the black community. We always live for show.
Yeah.
What you can show somebody. Hey,
or
I got on.
Make you feel good.
Or make you feel, yeah, I got
like,
on the
I don't
newest.
Give a damn if all the way from alcohol to drugs. I just want to escape reality. Mm-hmm. I want to false narrative for right now.
Yeah.
I want to feel wealthy, so I'm going to go and buy me a pair of $200 Jordans that I can't afford.
That I can't afford. I'm going to buy a belt that I know I can't afford. And it's like, at the end of the day, you know, life is passing. Life, that window of opportunity is getting narrow and narrow for people. And they don't realize. And then you wake up and you like, dang.
Yeah, you wake up and
I'm supposed to be further along than I was. Yeah.
But some people, sadly, some people, like I said, like that life. This is what it's meant for me. This is where I'm going to die at. This is where I am. So this is my block. It ain't your block.
Yeah.
So everything's around you changing and moving forward. But you.
Yeah.
Your mindset. And this is equivalent to someone telling a girl going to the club, being promiscuous, sleeping with many guys, no less. You have a child, and you constantly feed her. Don't fuck with a broke dude. Don't fuck with a broke dude. But she looking at you, okay, mom, you said don't fuck with a broke dude. You got some nice shoes and this and that and another. But you got to be giving up your body for something. So the daughter eventually going to cap on. If I want a rich dude, I got to sleep with him. I got to take abuse from him. I got to do this. He's going to take care of me. It's just that I got to really sell my soul to be to not be so-called a broke thing. And that same dude that's swinging a hammer going to love you, cherish you, and treat you right. The rich dude, he's going to use you until you're not attracting no more. Until the next flavor of the month come along. And he's going to kick your ass to the side.
But you have that narrative, and then you have also the narrative of the woman that doesn't want to be that one in the club. This one that says, you know what? I can build this powerhouse of my own. But then that comes with her independence, her having money, her having all of these things. It intimidates a man.
Yeah.
It intimidates a man to the point that she like, I can't find someone that comes to me and not feel intimidated by me. So again, I'm alone again because I decided to do something better for me.
But you know what? Real men out there feeds the real men, not these fake dudes. Because the fake ones feed off the ones that's not self-confident. I can get her. She's easy. I can trap her easy. But the ones that's confident, self-sufficient, they feel like, damn, I gotta bring something to the table. And when you bring something to the table, ain't it all your good looks? And you can't bring it to something and say, oh man, look at my pockets. I got a bunch of money in it. They looking at it, so I got my own money. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that.
Yeah.
Who are you as a person? And that was just the difference between, the guys don't want, because the guys that don't want a woman, or the woman that stay along successful, is good because she's intimidated. People don't know how to approach her.
Yeah, that's the downfall. They don't know how to approach.
But the real ones got something on their mind. That one can grow. That could be my partner in this journey in life.
But you got so many, you know, the mindset is crazy. It should be like that. People don't think like that.
But
you have some that think like that, but the majority don't.
But most men, alpha males, the first thing they look at, what's attracting to the eye. Now, some of them get what's attracted to the eye convinced with, okay, what love and fascination mixed up with. You know, I'm fascinated. I could be fascinated with one, but she can be not no good. But I think I'm in love. I'm just fascinated. But until I wake up in that fascination world, that woman would take advantage of me as much as she would. Because she's no good.
It's a lot of game. Put it like this. Yeah. It's a lot of game. It's a lot of... It's a lot of... It's like a roller coaster, a hill.
But you know what? The thing is, if you stay true to yourself, and that's like you say, you become who you bring around you. If you bring around another person around you, they can drag you down.
Yeah.
If you have someone to have someone on that confident and trying hard, it can feed into you and be like,
yeah, I
want to
do
better. I got a partner here. It's trying. Mm-hmm. And I can feed off him. And I'm trying. And he can feed off me. Together.
Yeah.
We can have something. Because we are something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think people definitely need to really reevaluate themselves and their lives. Like you said, you have the people that stuck in their neighborhoods, in their mentalities, what they've been grown up and taught, what they've been taught by their parents or what they've seen.
Yeah.
But that takes me to, you know, getting outside of those, your neighborhood schools, go and explore as parents. Yeah. Step up. And if you're living in a bad area,
everybody
step up and say, hey, I'm going to have this child shipped
out of school
everybody to another location.
No. That in a black communities, 9 times out of 10, not all the time, these schools are subpar. They put teachers that don't care.
Yeah.
In these schools.
It was just a story.
And it lets you know their curriculum is totally different.
Oh yeah.
A white neighborhood.
It was just an article, and it showed that. It was a guy that was in a neighborhood that wasn't the best neighborhood, but they sent him, he said, by mistake, they ended up sending him to a school up in Northwest. And this, from just him making that move, he's a restaurant owner, entrepreneur, compared to his counterparts that were left in the area.
Yeah.
So, like you said, the books, the funding, everything.
Everything that's happening in the black community would not happen in certain other communities.
Mm-mm.
Because you wouldn't have people hanging out in the park. If you ain't cooking out, they'll come out here and smoke in the black community, smoke weed, do this, do that. And that wouldn't happen. Selling drugs on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't happening in communities.
No.
We got to go in the black community now.
Yeah.
Because they got apartments over there in the white community.
Oh, yeah.
They got condos. They got neighborhoods. They got little things. Go out there and try to sell some drugs.
And that goes back to self. It's a community thing.
But
we're not addressing.
Police is going to be more attentive.
Mm-hmm.
They got in their mindset. This can't happen.
It won't happen. It's a fear.
And they push it in the black community and saying,
yeah, let it happen.
Let it happen.
But that's why I say we as a people have to wake up.
Yeah.
We have to say, hey, you know, what do I want for me? What do I want for my kids? What do I want for
the next generation? Well, like you said, it's called sacrifice. How much you willing to sacrifice. Now, I've been into schools when parents looked at the schools as a daycare.
Yeah.
Here go my kid, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick him up, his grandma might pick him up.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I got to go and chase this dude. I got to screw this person. It ain't like, here go my child, what's going on?
Mm-mm.
They not questioning the teachers. Hi, this little Brian doing in school.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? What can we do to make it better? Then he go, Mom, I want to go to school. Get your ass in there. I'll see you later.
Getting out of here, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, most kids be like, my kid's crying about, I don't want to be here. Is someone touching him?
Yeah. What's going on?
Is he getting bullied?
Mm-hmm.
That child's supposed to be excited about going to school.
Oh, yeah.
Not fearful. Not crying about school. What's going on? Why don't you like going in this school?
A lot of them don't care.
You know what I'm saying? If you get bullied, let's pull up
to the principal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't put my, but we're going to nip it up and bring their attention. If you keep on, it's on y'all for his safety.
But now, I remember, I don't know if they didn't change it. But I know even when our son was in, like I would say his last year of elementary, it got to a point where they said they were not going to take, like say for instance, if a child got in trouble, they weren't going to take recess from the child. Because they said the child, the child needs but exercise.
I noticed this the last year our son go there. That school got a complete makeover. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Why? They about to close down that school.
Right.
The people came together, saved that school. Mm-hmm. The school got done over and the demographics changed in that school.
The demographics changed.
Demographics, people, parents are start coming in. Back then when we was in there, only a few parents coming there.
Yeah.
Pick up the kids, make sure their kids come. Mm-hmm. As we left...
Yeah, but...
Man, there was a whole community in this.
But school. Yeah, the school changed. Like you said, the demographics changed. But what didn't change, and this came from the school board, was that they said we will no longer chastise that child by taking recess away. Mm-hmm. So it made me almost feel like, okay, you giving this child, and not to say, I don't know what was going on the other end of the child being at home. My thing is,
what was going on when they said, oh, we not chastising that child? Mm-hmm. It might be canceling the demographics.
But no, but it may be...
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't happen in Southeast and Northeast.
They said this was on the school... This was on the school board level that they had changed the rules that they said the child still had rights to get out and have recess. To get out and I guess they feel like, oh, it's going to let out some anger. It's going to, you know, I don't know. It was supposed to have been something to the point of, you know... We don't want to take that away.
Yeah.
But I'm getting to the point, like, okay, that made me go back to you sending the problem kids to school, and it's no repercussions for what they do.
Yeah.
That pissed me off.
Well, my thing is, like you said, you got parents. It's back to what we said before. It takes a parent and a neighborhood to raise a child. Because, like I said, when we was growing up, if you was doing wrong, you been hung with a certain people. Even if those people that was doing the drug selling, the hustling, whatever, they knew who they was. They were grown men doing that. And the grown men would bring back some money back to the community and look out for the community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They were almost looked at like Robin Hood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But now, you let your kids... You know what I'm saying? The parents just let the kids just run rampant and don't care because they chasing this. They chasing that. They chasing... Come on.
But
the person told me this. He said, man... My barber, matter of fact, told me this yesterday. He said, you wouldn't believe. He said 74% of black household families... He said, it's single households.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
It's single family household. 74% of all black families is single. They didn't took and broke the family up. They took the fathers and the mothers out of the community. They turned people gay. They turned people lesbian. They broke them up. And this is what the result we get.
And what do you mean broke them up?
Meaning they put... They put, then you got to think things on another level mm-hmm. here. They locked up the black man. They came with the crack law.
Yeah.
They broke the black man up.
Yeah.
They took the black woman and it's called mind.
Oh, it's a lot of mind manipulation.
What you see on TV. Go to the club. Have fun doing this. Now, what girls see on TV...
Now,
she's going in the club. I'm going to strip. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. That's where all the money at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But
when you go into scripting and you nagging in front of a man, it's a thin line between scripting and prostitution. Say, if you got a man coming up saying, hey, you just made 500 and you danced 4 or 5 dances and you made $500-$600. That date, which is good for a working person. Mm-hmm. But one man said, I give you $1,200, man, for that pussy. And guess what a woman going to be like? I'm going to be like, this nigga, man, I'm going to do is do what?
Yeah.
Just let me hit that thing. Okay, come on. Mm-hmm. $1,200, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give you $1,200 for that. Mm-mm-mm. And the girl slips right over.
Slip right over on the other side.
And she said, I made $1,200 for 1 hour. I mean, even that 1 hour.
Yeah.
This nigga done squirted in less than 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Start of something reckless, man. Yeah.
Now this nigga might, if you're cootie good enough, he gonna be like, I'll see you next week. I see you this week. Start of something. He dropping it. Now you turn the one from the scripture, but yeah. And now you been teaching your daughter, you get pregnant. Don't fuck with no broke nigga.
Yeah, but but you ain't need that. Like you said, they don't even have to tell people now because, like you said,
it's being image. The image on
the
TV.
The image, not only on TV, on TikTok, on Instagram. All these
desexualized black women. How many black women up there shaking their ass,
shaking, moving, dancing,
dancing compared to white women doing it?
I had this crazy video was sent to me with this girl. I said, yeah, it's just crazy how it was a white girl on there. She had lashes. I don't know. She was on there trying to rap or do something. You could see she had the weave in her hair. And I'm like, I'm looking at her. And I laughed. I said, okay, she's imitating. I said, oh, she's trying to be black. Mm-hmm. But then I said, let me not think like she's trying to be black. Is this how she see
Black women.
And it looked ridiculous.
It does. It actually does.
It looks ridiculous.
The long eyelashes, I think, and I'm not trying to be biased. Some girls with certain bodies shouldn't wear certain things. Now, I understand you could be big and confident, mm-hmm. but spandex ain't working for you.
It's no limit, you can
wear something that makes you look attractive, but you don't have to say I'm gonna try to keep up with the mainstream
again. So I'm gonna wear
a halter top, but your stomach is rolling over your daggone thing.
They don't care.
It's like, it's not sexy.
No, but guess what? On social media, or like you said, on TV, or how
it fans into the mind. This is what men want. You got
to. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So, that within itself, I wanted to go on to a different subject because.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring.
Go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off, but go ahead.
No, I just, one thing that has recently been coming up is the whole, and you know, I don't even like talk about them, but I said, I gotta just address this a little bit. But so they said Ray J had went live and he showed a contract. He showed an actual contract that he and the Kardashians had came up with, and I said, it's crazy. He had mentioned that, so the sex tape that was leaked or whatever, he said that basically the mother made them redo the tape because it wasn't to her liking. So I'm like, this wasn't just like, oh, me and you having sex and I'm gonna film it. No, this was a production. I said, can you imagine, like, this is the formula. This is what it takes for us to.
But and you know it's real because he could be in legal trouble if it's not.
Yes.
He know it's real.
He know it's real, but it made you, it's like, it's almost like, why now? My thing is, Ray J, why now? Why are you coming out now?
I think Ray J reached the point. When they try to say
Ray J tried to do something else.
It was a second.
And thing. Ray J reached the point.
I'm tired of this game.
I'm tired of the lies.
Yeah.
But is America going to change their opinion about a Kardashian?
No, they not.
Is they? Do it really care?
But you know what? It's almost like
you got to feel a certain kind of way. I've been lied to.
Yeah.
For so many years.
And you allow these lies made billionaires. Not one billionaire, the whole family.
Billionaire.
Even the brother, even the one Rob that don't do nothing.
Nothing is a billionaire.
This man got money. I don't know if he a billionaire status, but
he got money.
He's set for the rest of his life.
But like you said, the lady was a genius. And Kim had to agree with you with this? Girl, we can make money. We sure, Ma? Go for it.
But do you think now?
Come on.
So they had they were rubbing elbows with some good, you know, they were in the mix of things. They was, you know, the Paris Hiltons and all of this stuff when their father was alive. They had little stores, you know, little stores and stuff. But I wonder if that father was alive. Would they be where they are? With that father influence?
No.
I don't think they would. I don't think so.
Their father would have been like, you got to think off the top. This mother, Chris, what her name is?
Yeah, yeah.
She, now her father had these kids. She wrote that rhythm as far as she went until his death.
And she was like, I gotta
still do my lifestyle.
Yeah, I like this lifestyle. Kid, yeah.
Looked at her kids and say, Kim, you got to be the one.
Yeah, got it. She like, got it. This is our way.
Yeah, this is our way. So that thing, your moral compass is completely off whack.
Yeah.
Your whole moral compass. And anybody that bought into that, meaning walked in that and knew it was fake. Gotta be like, man, this is it. Like you said, people want a lifestyle that they don't have. So they're gonna look at Kim. Kim then really stole. Kim is every black girl in America body wise. she got, Kim got this, Kim got that. Only thing Kim got different than any other black woman, she likes Kim. That's the only difference. Body wise, don't think of the money. Think about the hips, the ass, the disc.
Oh,
the
that titties, was broad.
It's all been bought. But she's no different than any average black chick in any neighborhood in America. But y'all got fascinated about her life.
Fascinated with it. Yep.
You think, Kim getting these, he had Ray J, she had all these black, and they knew the image was every girl. Most white women want to be with a black man. And most black men want to be with a black woman. And that's what they shake themselves. Well, they look at Kim as white.
Yeah.
They don't want to say she, her is biracial or something like
Armenian,
that. Or she
that
Armenian.
Yeah.
They associate her, I want a white woman. This is a white woman. So men live out their fantasy and fascinated, and white women live out their meaning and fascinated. And then you got the black men, the black women going to look, like you said, the black women going to look at it fascinated, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? The black women going to be like, how does she do that? Oh, this bitch, even if you hate her, you got to watch her.
Right. Also, did you hear recently they were saying that I guess the railroads are talking about striking.
Well, they cut back a lot of what's kind of heard about it.
Yeah, so with the food prices and stuff are already high. So they saying if this strike happens,
it's going to devastate
things. Yeah. And it's like, but how many people are really paying attention? Like how
but
many
they
people,
don't know if products need to be moved over truck. Railroad.
Yes.
And, you know, it's trucks, railroad, and prices already high.
So, they said it's still really a shortage on truckers. So, the truckers can't take over that They couldn't take over what the rail was doing.
Yeah. That's equivalent to the ship stop coming in.
Yes.
That could devastate.
That could devastate.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's like,
my thing is with that.
Make plans.
Make plans. I think people already feeling the crunch because people are doing silly shit.
Yeah.
So.
Like you said, robbing has increased.
Stealing, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We just went to the food store, and that motherfucker looking kind of shaky.
Looking shaky. I'm like, for a bag of red potatoes, which I normally get for maybe like $6, was $16.
Yeah. It's going to come, people are going to use the credit going, they're not going to stop, so they're going to start using the credit cards to buy food.
Yeah.
And going in debt.
But now this go back to, you know how your grandparents or your mom used to make, look, if I got to feed a family of eight, guess what? She knew how to feed that family of eight. So it's like.
They took some chicken.
Take some chicken. Let me get some rice.
They keep you full with the starches.
Yeah.
These starches, these potatoes, this rice,
these
mashed potatoes on the side. We're going to mix it in together.
We're going to give you something. Yeah, you're going to have your little veggie, but we're going to have a rice, a potato.
Or something like that.
Something to hit you.
To fill you up.
But it's like, how many of the younger generation know that?
Yeah.
Because you had a point, you had got to a point where it wasn't no more big mamas or mamas, you know.
And girls didn't stay in the kitchen to learn how to
cook. They didn't learn how to do that.
So those big mamas that pass away, and I tell you, and I say this, a woman tell a man he don't cook, and that's what a man looking at a woman, why would I marry you? Why would I even move you in a house? You can't cook. You don't know how to talk right. You don't do this. You don't. Your income not matching mine. I can order everything I need and brought it straight to my full doorstep, including clean, get someone to clean my house.
To clean, come in.
What
clean,
do
huh?
I need with you?
Yeah.
Why would I even bother being with you?
But no.
Oh, I know how to suck a thing good.
But no, look. This girl said on the other end. She said, this was a girl that is an entrepreneur, got her own money.
Yeah.
She said that she's single, but she's been dating. Most people are saying, well, hey, when you gonna come, when can I come over and you cook for me? She said, I don't have time to cook for you. She said, now I'm gonna make sure we eat. She said, but I'm going to hire a chef to come and cook because I don't have time to do that. Well, you're not domestic. She said, I don't have to be domestic because I'm going to pay somebody to do it. So, it's a struggle. But, now, men feel that way. Women also feeling that way because they're like, guess what?
But I don't
have the time.
But that's just like a man. Some men be like, let's say if a woman catch a flat. You in the car with a man, baby, we got a flat. Well, what you want me to do? I got a flat, change a flat tire. I don't know how to change a flat
tire. Oh, that's a problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A man don't know, every man should know how to change a flat tire. Jump a car.
I agree.
Assist the car. Baby, I need my car washed.
Yeah.
Well, I could pay somebody to come and wash it. I'm not going out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking at.
This is the society we live in.
To me, when a woman talk about, well, I can pay someone, it'll send one single up to me like, hold up. Just let's make time. When you're not busy, I like for you to make a meal. Because I want to know if we, can you cook slightly?
No, that's what the girl said. She said, I know how to cook. She said, but I do not have time to cook. This is what she called it. Systems. She said, I have systems in place.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
She said, I have systems in place.
A man's going to look at that as, you know what I'm saying, if it were reversed.
No, but this, Nanny, look, this was the same man she said that told her, I guess she's dating. This was the same man that told her, man, I would love to connect with you. He said, but I don't have no money for no hotel. She told the man, I got that.
Well, shit, she can screw me all day long. She got money for a hotel. Shit, I ain't got to pay. Man, listen, I put...
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah, she like, but, it's like give and take. It's like give and take.
My thing with her is, she needs someone that's really compelling. This guy telling him, in so many words, I need you to take care of me financially, morally. She's walking down the street. She must be deaf. Because the average woman would be like, you can't afford a hotel?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
It's but that, if I'm working, but no, I'm like, we split.
But see, something. You see what I'm saying? It goes back to, you can't think the way we normally think. You can't think of how you and I
were made. When you go out, when a man say, let's go out to something to eat, it was instantly
that the man was going to pay.
It, other than the what, even if the man goes out with a woman and say, boy, I'm going to take you out to eat, a man's still going to bring enough money and going to be like, listen, I appreciate it, but at least let me take the tip.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
But that's the world we living in now, where it's give and take. It's like, okay, you want me to cook for you, but you can't afford, you want me to cook a meal for you, but you can't afford that, hey, if we want to spend a night together, I'm not ready for bring you into my home, not my children. So if we say, hey, let's spend a weekend together, you can't pay for that. You can't pay for the hotel. Then guess what? I don't have time to cook.
Yeah, no. But your thing is, it's not
tick for tack, but it's like you,
but like
you,
I said,
you maneuver, you learn how to mesh.
It was sending a signal for a woman to be like, you can't afford a hotel, you want me to cook. You damn near looking for a financial and a moral and a physical slave for you.
Yeah, what are you paying?
What are you bringing to the table?
Right.
And that's where I say, it ain't the dude that broke dude, but the dude that's trying. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm going to go in there. I mean, baby, even if I can't afford a hotel, I can't afford a hotel. Maybe you can come over my place. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you find out he staying with his mama.
Right.
You staying with your mama. What kind of job you doing? Oh, I'm working at Taco Bell. You working at Taco Bell? Oh, okay. What's your dream for the future?
Yeah. Have a plan.
I don't really know. Man, all these signals gonna be like,
run.
Yeah, run. Let me get run. Last thing I want to talk about, and skip all that. Last thing I want to talk about. Did you see where they took these buses full of immigrants and dropped it in front of the first lady's house? I mean, not the first lady's house, but the vice president's house.
No.
They took the Republican senator governor from Texas loaded up a bus full of immigrants that's coming over the border.
Yeah.
And told them to come up and drop them right off in front of the Naval Reservatory in front of Kamala Harris.
And how did that go?
They dropped them over to them. They had immigrants
sitting. Oh, my God. The
Republicans are pissing mad because they open up the borders and allow these people
to
come in by the busload.
Oh, my God.
They said they took a plane full of immigrants and took them to Martha Vineyard and dropped them off. And that's what the Democrats go at for vacation. So they send them a clear message that you let these people over the border, let them sleep in front of your house. Ooh. Let them do it in front of their. So they dropped them all in Democratic states.
Oh, my God.
So that was mind-blowing.
That is.
I imagine the insult the vice president had to feel like. You took a bus full of
immigrants and put them
in front of my house?
Wow.
That's blatantly disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
And I'm the vice president.
It's disrespectful. It also shows that it's trouble. Yeah. And the powers of that be.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trouble there.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be
high up in the food chain. But you got disabled people doing what the hell they want. They don't care.
it's
they
trouble.
They don't care about your feelings. No. I'm going to show you.
No, but that lets you know. That goes. That takes, you know what that takes me back to? Mm-hmm. When they stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
So you're showing me that there's a lot of little pinholes.
But like I said, in this whole thing we call America. Because a lot of things you'd have been, when them people took and said, we send you your subpoena, you got to, and people said, no, I'm not coming.
Oh, when they sent the people subpoenas.
You remember when they were sending subpoenas? Yeah. Yeah. And Trump told his people not to come, not to testify, yeah. not to do this.
Yeah.
If we would have done that, that would have been tampering with witness.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been, you can't tell a court they ain't you ain't coming. Then people say, we ain't coming for coming.
Oh, my God.
I'm not coming. So, my thing with that is, it was kind of wild. It's going to be a wild turbulent next 5 years with food prices, with political stuff.
Oh, this political stuff. Oh, it's going to hit the chain.
Now, see, now, what it is. These Republicans are fearing what their worst fear is coming true is that the demographics in America is changing. When the demographics in America is changing, you're losing grip and you're panicking.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We now, this president we got now,
mm-hmm.
Biden, we already know he's going to lose next time. He's going to be a one-term president. He's going to leave him out of here. Kamala Harris, she has done absolutely nothing.
God, who is she?
Who is she? Do we even remember her?
No. I haven't seen her.
Biden, you can ask a kid next year, what was Biden vice president?
They probably be like,
I don't know.
And she should have been, come on, Michelle. Shady. Michelle did more than her.
Listen, they took her and silenced her because she has no, she always, that little smirk she had. She hasn't done absolutely nothing as a vice president.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But secure the black vote.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? And the black vote, you know what I'm saying? So whatever Biden plan on doing, get it done. Because the gas prices ain't come down. The food prices are up. You can hit people in the pocket, and they don't like that.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen to your ass. You know what I'm saying? You and your vice president.
But no, but for everything that has happened, like it shows that it's some messed up stuff in
And I took that to immigrants. I believe anybody got a fair shot. But as black Americans, and I feel like this, spend money with your own community, hire your own community. Cause that's what they doing.
Yeah.
They don't hire, homeowners do not hire black people to cut their grass.
No, they're going to do it. Most of them going to do it themselves.
Do them themselves. But we hire them to cut our grass. We will cut off.
The little black small business. Yes.
But we'll give our money to the Spanish.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that to try to save money. But my thing is, if it's going to cost you $5 or $10 more,
willing
to give it to your people as long as they conduct.
Well, and that's what it's called, negotiation. If you know for a fact that hey, the Spanish can do it for If I was paying you eighty dollars, and you come to me and say, hey, I got a Spanish person that a Spanish company that approached me that can do it for $55.
Yeah.
If you was paying me $80, then come on. If you give me $65.
Give me
$65. $65. I'd have been loyal to you.
I'd have cut your grass. But they jumping out. And it's like I said, the man I know said he lost yards for Spanish and jump out and say, well, undercut him on the price and then jump run with him. He said, man, I can't compete.
Right. Now you going from a one, and it's really, really the black person is being biased because you are going from a one man operation
to a four man operation. So he could.
But you know that this
one
man's,
guy know my grass, been cutting my grass for years, and been trimming my budget the way I like, and we came with a rapport, and we this and that and another. But this one dude spending.
And he said, well, I cut it for 55. Mm-hmm. He done undercut me by 40. The person, the homeowners are like, man, damn, that's
$80. That's a savings for me, yeah.
If I'm getting it cut twice a month,
yeah,
that's $80 savings.
And that's what I'm saying. But All of us want a savings. But we have but to
the
be.
The thing when I turn around and makes me mad is mm-hmm. when it's time for them to spend money in your community, they don't.
They don't.
When it's time to hide black people, they don't.
When it's time to come, when we're dealing with something
political issue,
they don't.
When they go through something, oh, over here, we need help. They did something to us. And we right there.
Yeah.
But when they happen to us, we ain't got nothing to do with it.
And I know this is
funny. That ain't all. Now, you talking about Dominicans, and, mm-hmm. but the Mexicans and Salvadorians and all them, they don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
They need us, but they don't fuck with us.
But as black people, I don't think we have gathered that concept of really conscious spending. Hey, if I can take this money and take it and like you said, support your own. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah. But we lost grips when we used to have the black communities have black owned stores in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We had black, but you would, first thing Chinese person come, man, I got 4 wings of rice for $4. And people up there selling ribs for $10. I'm going to get the 4 wing rice.
Yeah.
But they subpar food.
Yeah. That food
didn't
kill a lot of us.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It's like, wake up. Be conscious of what's going on around you in everything. Be conscious with your dollar because it means a lot.
Yeah.
Be the conscious with your.
If we keep down this road, we're gonna want to be one of the people that our dollars ain't gonna mean nothing because they're gonna be concentrated on. See, our dollar leave our community, but the Spanish and all other race and nationality people, they keep their dollars in their community, that rotate their dollars in their community,
yeah.
They don't get so powerful that they're going to say, hey, we ain't worried about the black dollar.
Yeah, we don't need that dollar.
We need the Spanish dollar, and we going to be done.
It's crazy. Wake up, y'all.
All right.
We out.
All right, bye-bye.